Dueling Tangents. This shout out goes to Brian. You know, he's a big fan of the record company as well. And it's a great song. I love the little bass line on that one. So Brian will be back traveling. He'll be back in Wisconsin soon, hopefully. I believe traveling from the East Coast back to Wisconsin today. So no Brian on Dueling Tangents, but joined by Evan on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Real quick, before I get to more callers, I just want to share one of the headlines. It seems like my Tim Michaels question of the enigma that he is his candidacy may have to be slated away for another day, but I got a breaking headline over at the AP by Scott Bauer. Michaels runs as an outsider and donated money to many insiders. So there's some reviewing of past donations, apparently, from Tim Michaels, and this just goes into the longer conversation that I'm going to have probably on tomorrow's show. About who is Tim Michaels and what he's running for and why is he running the way that he's running his campaign, because I find it fascinating and I think we need to do a deeper dive on it, because he seems to be the presumptive frontrunner now in the GOP's gubernatorial primary. And so I think we need to talk about Tim Michaels' candidacy a little bit more, but this headline is very interesting. He wants to make himself appear to be a political outsider, but for years, it seems, he's been donating to insiders' campaigns, including his opponent, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. So we'll dive into that a little bit deeper in upcoming shows and share some more headlines in that same vein. But we're getting back to the phone calls, lining them up at 844-967-2789. You can be like David from California. David, I got to admit, every time I say California in my head, I think of the Remember the Titans line when they say sunshine is from California. What's on your mind today?
Well, it depends on what kind of sunshine. Yeah. You know, it's since I'm not very familiar with your candidates running up there, but on the Republican slate, have any of the Republican candidates apologized for Wisconsin trying to steal the election with the fake electors?
No.
Have they taken
they're actively condoning decertifying our state's 2020 elections. This week alone, the frontrunner, who I just mentioned, Tim Michaels, he's a construction businessman, and he's leading by, like, within the margin of error. I believe if it was a percentage point or two, but it was within the margin of error. He is the new frontrunner in the latest Marquette University Law School polling. And he said this week that he'd be open to the idea. He'd have to read more. He'd have to learn more about the proposal. But if a proposal before him came to decertify the 2020 election results, if he was elected governor, he'd be open to reading it and maybe signing it.
So he's unrepentant about a fraud, and a fraud on all of the people of Wisconsin. Every one of them got their vote, the attempt to steal the votes by sending in fake delegates to the Electoral College. So not one of those candidates has apologized for it, called for the resignation of the people who attempted it, who signed the documents, and he then wants to continue the fraud. So, I just in a bigger theme, Donald Trump refused to admit that he lost the election. We've gone now for a year and a half, and that rat has continued to propound the lie, and it's costing billions and billions and billions of dollars by extra security costs, by the failure to actually do anything. You know, last year we had the infrastructure bill. The Republicans would not bring the pork to their own districts because they just were adhering to Trump's lie.
And they're all talking about it after the fact now, though. There's Republicans out there that are touting aspects of the bipartisan infrastructure plan, and even as far as the American Rescue Plan, which no Republican voted for. They're happy to go to their districts and bemoan the large government spending that they contend is the reason why inflation is so high right now, but they're happy to tout those projects in their districts. And it's very hypocritical, David, and I completely agree and appreciate your phone call. I want to keep on moving down the phone lines. We got only a little bit of time left in today's show, but enough time for Andy in Beaver Dam. Andy, what's on your mind today?
Well, Luke, I got two things. The very statement that you said that Tim Michaels made about looking into whether he could sign that thing to knock the election down. That guy, I live in Dodge County, which is red, and this guy is supposedly from Elmira, but, you know, what the point I want to make is that guy is just bad news. And the other thing, I hope everybody, all the progressives and people, it's going to, for the midterms, it's going to depend, unfortunately, on the people, Madison, Milwaukee, Southern Wisconsin, to overwhelm, because there's going to be a lot of people up here that are low information, and they're going to vote for those people, you know, in the when it comes around in November. So I don't know, but at any rate, it's going to be all hands on deck, in my opinion. So
yeah, it's absolutely going to be all hands on deck, and it's going to be an interesting slug. We are less than 4 weeks away now, Andy, from the partisan primary
from the
here.
Primary.
Yep, and yep. So that's going to be coming up quick. And it is just going to be a sprint from that primary to the November's general election.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be an all-out sprint.
It's just going to run like crazy, you know. So
yeah.
We all got to pitch in.
Oh. And appreciate your call, Andy. And you could be like Andy. Give me a call, 844-967-2789. Only a couple minutes left in today's show. But it's an interesting point as well, Andy, because Tim Michaels, even more important, the fact that we find out who this candidate is over the next couple of weeks here, because he may be the individual that's running against incumbent Governor Tony Evers. He's running a fascinating campaign, and I'm going to do a deeper dive on this in either tomorrow's show or the following day's show. It's coming up soon, because this is an important topic to discuss. He wants to be an outsider, but he donates to insider campaigns. He won't really say what his stance is on contraception now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. He previously lobbied against making stricter requirements for preventing illegal immigrants, is what they refer to it in the proposal, from being able to get jobs. Like, he lobbied against that. So, and now he's acting like he's this huge anti-immigration proponent, and he's running ads on it. So he's this enigma that is trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's trying to walk a fine line of being on all sides of all the issues, and I don't think it's something that plays well, because it's either he's trying to convince voters that he's something that he's not, or he's trying to get Republican primary voters to like him enough to vote for him in August, but then try to switch lanes and be some kind of moderate businessman come the general election in November if he wins. And I don't know if the Republican primary buys that right now, but he got Trump's endorsement already, and it seems like maybe he could cruise to this thing. So we got to talk about it more. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian today, but you can go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk more then.